This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 730, part 2, entitled Masculism and AI, that's artificial intelligence. When robots do all the work, people will have babies. Continuing straight on. Feminist theorists will no doubt be writing their own tracts on how a robot-manufactured world, a UAI-dominated world, will affect women. That seems obvious to me. Now, what about the current crash in the birth rate and the rise of the robots? On this point, I think there will be a significant change. That is, I think in a UAI world, people will be a lot more motivated to have kids, and perhaps on average more than two per couple. So we may be talking about overpopulation again, the way we were in the 1970s with the limits to growth arguments. One of the topics that keeps coming up when discussing, quote, how will people fill their days when the robots do all the work? End quote. Is one of a possible sense of purposelessness. Quote, why bother with anything? End quote. Attitude. If one is not forced to work, an activity which usually dominated people's lives, in the sense that working took up so many hours of the day, giving people a sense of identity. Quotes, I am an X, where X is some kind of profession. For example, I am a carpenter, or I am an economist. In today's world, there's a lot of talk about the falling birth rate. South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world, with only 0.7 children per woman, which means that South Korea will wipe itself out effectively in only a few generations. There are lots of reasons why this is happening. Several of them are strongly related to financial issues. One of the major reasons not to have kids is that they are too expensive. In a UAI-dominated world, this reason will definitely go out the window, since the standard of living will skyrocket, with the robots having a productivity hundreds of times above the current rate. Another main reason why the birth rate is crashing is that women increasingly prefer to devote their time and energy on their careers, especially in their 20s and 30s, when they are starting out to climb the corporate ladder. But in a UAI robot-dominated world, such careers will disappear, taken over by the robots and the ASIs, remember, artificial super intelligence. So human beings will have to redefine, reinvent themselves by choosing to devote their time and energy to other things. One obvious major other thing is to have kids. Hence part of the title of this flyer, that is, in a UAI-dominated world, when robots do all the work, people will have babies. That is, they will choose parenthood as one of their major life preoccupations, which obviously will solve the birth rate crash if people choose to have kids at a sufficient rate to attain the replacement rate of 2.1 kids per woman, so that the human population does not crash. In brackets, part of the title of this flyer came from my partner, with whom I have a LAT, L-A-T, that's living apart together, relationship. Her original title suggestion was, quote, when robots do all the work, people will have babies. I thought her suggestion was so illuminating that I decided to make a whole maskless flyer out of the topic. Close brackets. In a UAI world, having kids may become so popular again that governments may be forced into an overpopulation scenario again, as they were in the 1970s. If that's the case, then governments will need to bring in measures that coerce people not to have too few kids and not to have too many kids. Government propaganda worldwide will need to be created using pejorative labels such as life leechers for people who have too few kids. In brackets, that is, they leech off the sacrifices of their parents who raised them, but they do not return the favour to the next generation. Close brackets. And life bloaters, brackets, that is, they overpopulate the earth by selfishly choosing to have too many kids, which is just as bad as having too few. Close brackets. You might argue that a population consists of a mix of life leeches and life bloaters, so that on average a healthy replacement birth rate could be maintained. Maybe. But if too many UAI people choose to have too many kids, then government measures would need to be taken. For example, hefty reductions in living standard by lowering the amount of UAI being given to life bloaters. That is, a UAI could be reduced to a UBI, that's universal basic income. A similar measure could also be used for life leechers. Since the state, the government, decides whom to punish. That is, either life leechers or life bloaters. Both groups of offenders can be effectively punished with the same means, that is, handing out UBIs, thus ostracizing those being punished, criminalizing them, making them look bad in the eyes of their acquaintances. Summarizing a bit, I think it should be clear from the above discussion that the rise of ASI, the creation of the era, in brackets, some years or a decade or more away, close brackets, in which the robots do all the work, in brackets. For example, Elon Musk estimates, brackets probably over-optimistically, close brackets, that by the year 2040, there will be 10 billion, with a B, robots in the world that will have ASI, artificial superintelligence, that controls them. So humans will need to be given a UAI, that's universal affluent income, that will make everyone affluent due to the hundreds of times greater productivity of the robots. In a UAI world, gender politics will need to be thoroughly rethought, which is what this flyer attempts to do for both sexes, for both masculinism and feminism. UAI will also profoundly affect the birth rate, since having kids will be an obvious alternative to not having careers for both sexes. Governments will need to create incentives to encourage / force people not to have too many kids and not to have too few, or humanity will have even greater problems. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculus tab for 730 plus Masculus essays and their videos. Google terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Masculus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Masculus videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Masculus Videos, all one word. All 1,000 of my Masculus videos, in brackets, in one long list, in most recent first time order, can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.